I wish my life was simple. I wish that I didn't have to always explain, in painful detail, how I became who I am today. Alas, such is not the case. And anyone who goes with me on this journey called life deserves some explanation and fair warning. That said, I can't say that I fully understand why I'm so different. I'm still learning. Let's just say that I've discovered some things about myself in the intervening years between my 12th and 18th birthdays that you should know. My name is Asia, pronounced like the largest continent on the planet, Asia. How many times have I said that, I wonder? Had my parents seen fit to spell my name more conventionally, it would have saved me a lot of grief growing up, having to correct people. The last thing you want to do when someone bothers to communicate with you for the first time is to correct them on how to pronounce your name. Every time I did, I felt like they looked at me like I was some pretentious little bitch, which I am not. But how would they know that? My last name is Minor. Until my birthday yesterday, that was my surname and the designation befitting my age. You would think one would graduate from being a minor to a major, but that's not how it works. Now I had magically reached the so-called age of majority, an interesting legal concept, meaning you're an adult and now have control and responsibility for your person, decisions, and actions. I think I've always felt responsible for my person, decisions, and actions. However, the whole notion of control is another matter altogether. You'll see what I mean. My parents, Trace and Cheryl Minor, dreamed up my unique name while they were lying out under the stars in Florida. I exist because they did more than just lay out under those stars that balmy February evening. Whether the revelation for my name occurred before or after that deed matters little. What matters is that my dad mistakenly identified a constellation of 5 stars as Asia Minor, which in reality is not a constellation of stars, but a country better known as Turkey. That I was born on Thanksgiving Day is my one and only connection to Turkey. What my father realized eventually is that he was thinking of Ursa Minor, which wasn't even the constellation of stars with which my parents were enamored. The constellation they were spying is called Scutum, Latin for a shield, and a decidedly bad choice for a baby name. To make this long story a little shorter, by the time my father realized his error, it was too late, and he didn't have the heart to fess up to my mom, or anyone else for that matter. But it wasn't just my dad's challenged astronomy knowledge that consolidated my parents' choice for my name. I was also a victim of a birthing accident. Yes, the doctor who was supposed to catch me dropped me instead. Somewhere in my descent or impact with the floor, I sustained a diamond-shaped laceration on my face, similar in shape to the constellation of stars my parents saw that fateful night of my conception. You might say that the stars all aligned to christen me Asia Minor. Then there is the whole matter of puberty, which I know isn't a delightful experience for any girl, but mine was exceptionally discomforting. Not only did I have the usual physical changes as modest as they were, but I also seemed to be toxic to some people. By this, I mean people would get sick to their stomachs in my presence, or recoil when they touched me as if I had burned them. This effect was not restricted to any one gender, but was preceded by a very uncomfortable feeling of self-consciousness. That is, I would feel like I was naked. If you, like me, guessed that perhaps this self-consciousness was due to hormonal changes, you, like me, would be wrong.